The woman waited for her, still facing just away from her in the car. When she got her suitcase, she followed the woman as she walked into the field, towards a distant house. There were no lights on in it.
"Is it just you out here?"
she asked casually.
"No," the woman said.
Together, they came to the house. It was one story tall, with a corrugated metal roof. It hadn't been painted for at least a few years. The woman eased the door open. Inside, it was pitch black.
"And you did what I said? No lights?"
"No lights," she repeated, although as she did, her finger snuck into her pocket and touched the lighter she always carried there. "Can I ask?"
"It's the rule," the woman said and gestured her in.
As she entered the small house, she found herself entirely blind. Only the creak of the wooden floor under her shoes and a faint but unpleasant smell she couldn't place told her anything about where she was.
"I've brought a guest,"
the woman called out loudly as the door closed, startling her slightly.
"We'll have something to eat. You'll be glad."
"Thank you, but it's not necessary," she said, tottering carefully forward. She heard other movements around her, but had no idea how many people there were or how large the room was.
"I just need a place to lie down and..."
As she spoke, she bumped into what she realized was a chair. Slowly, as her eyes adjusted to the light, she became aware of a long table with many figures sitting or standing around it. All of them wore the same cloak as the one who had found her.
"Eat," said a voice she didn't recognize, laying a plate in front of her on the table. "You'll be glad you did."
She eased her way into the chair and tried to make her eyes pierce the shadows. The other figures were all sitting down around her, but their faces were hidden. Most of them seemed to be staring straight down into their food. She fingered the lighter in her pocket. Just a glimpse, she thought, just enough to know what's going on. They couldn't be mad at her for that. There was no sound or movement as the figures chewed. They lifted the food into the shadows of their faces, then dropped their fork back to the dish. Her hand found her own fork, and she hesitantly smelled a bite of the food. It had none of the unpleasant odor. When she finally tasted it, it was good. Soft and almost sweet in an odd way.
"Is it always dark like this?" she asked. "All the time?"
"That's the rule," said another of them,
and then silence. Nothing but the sounds of forks and plates. The unpleasant smell seemed to grow worse every second. It made her almost lightheaded. She fingered the lighter. It made her feel powerful. She could end all of this any time she wanted to.
"So, are you a family? A church?
She drifted off. No answer. Her thumb slowly spun the lighter cylinder.
"How long have you been here?"
"Eat," said another voice. "You'll be glad."
That was when she pulled the lighter out and turned it on. For one moment, before it blew back out, she saw everything. She saw the walls, old and covered in brown stains. She saw what they had been eating. She saw the faces, not just rotten and decayed, but warped, twisted into a new, monstrous shape, one with a wide mouth and sharp teeth. After a few moments of light, the lighter went out. The darkness was complete again, and so was the silence.
"Too bad," said a new voice, the last she ever heard. "If you had just followed the rule."